Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Friday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. We're looking forward to Sunday, November 9. That's only 1 week away from our Turkey Dinner Sunday. Hey, you're invited. Be my guest, will you please? November 16th, a week from Sunday, 10:30 a.m., gospel service, and then right afterwards, a full Thanksgiving dinner meal. Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be delicious, and I want you to come be my guest. Would you please? RSVP, would you just call the church office or email me and just say, hey, this is me, and give me your name and how many are coming. And we would love to have you be our guest, and we're looking forward to a great, great Sunday, a week from Sunday on Turkey Dinner Sunday. But please call and reserve your spot, and let us know you're going to join us for the service at 10:30, and then the meal immediately following. I mean, the turkey and the dressing and the mashed potatoes and the gravy and the vegetables and the rolls and the butter and the pumpkin pie, everything. And it's here. So come on out and join us. That's Sunday, November 16th. And I'll be saying more about it all next week, okay? But this Sunday, regular service times, 9:30 for Bible classes and Sunday school, 10:30 morning service, and 5:30 for the evening service. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to look at Mark 7, Mark chapter 7. I'm going to be reading in verse 31. The Bible says, "And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came into the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed, and saith unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. And he charged them, they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal they published it. And they were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear, and the dumb to speak." I know we live in a feel-good world, a feel-good day. Emotions rule the time. In other words, it used to be you'd ask people, what do you think about that? Now no one asks that. You know what they say? How do you feel about that? You see, feel. Marriage fails. People ask, why did this happen to me? A child rebels and we ask, why did this happen to me? We lose a job and we say, I'm unemployed. Why did this happen to me? And maybe not publicly, but sometimes privately, we begin to complain to God. Here's the thing. We got the idea somehow that if there's food on the table, money in the bank, job to go to, and a home to live in, health to enjoy it all, God is good. But if I have health problems, if I have a cash flow problem, if I have unemployment, then we say, why, God? Why are you doing this to me? I want to help you. God loves you. And God loves me, and he loves us unconditionally, unmerited, undeserved. And we ought to love him the same way. You know, the promise in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, to them that love God. We ought to love God just the way he loves us. Now, he says in that promise, obviously, he's going to work all things together for good, which means not all will be good. But I don't live for God because everything will be good. And I do not live for God because everything will turn out right. I do live for God because I believe everything will work together for good. I do live for God because I believe it is right to live for God. And I live for God because I do love him. There's a great statement these folks made here as Jesus heals this one who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. They said, he doeth all things well. He doeth all things well. I want to give you a couple observations today. Number one is this. We cannot determine good or bad. You know, the children of Israel, remember, reading about them in the Old Testament. They were in the wilderness. And remember what they wished? They wished they were back in Egypt. They began to thinking that we were better off back there. But wait, did they forget making the brick and then taking the material away to make the brick? Remember the how roughly they were treated and they served with rigor, the Bible says? And yet they thought it was better. Which was better for them? The prodigal son thought it was better to leave home. Did it turn out better? No. Can we get something straight here? God knows what's best for me. God knows what's best for you. Listen, when the tree that God said you don't eat of is a tree of the knowledge of what? That's right, good and evil. Okay? Now, ever since that time that man ate of that tree, man has been trying to determine what's good and what's bad. Do you understand? Before they ate of that tree, Adam and Eve never had to determine whether something was good or bad. Why? Because God had already set that up. God said, all these trees are good. This one, no. Don't touch it. Don't eat of this tree, lest you die. They didn't have to figure it out. They didn't have to determine what was good or bad. God's in charge of good and bad, not me. Okay? I don't determine good or bad. God's God's business, not my business. I don't have to determine whether something's right or wrong. That's why God gave us His Word. God gave us His Word so we know what's right and what's not right. And so I don't make those determinations. God already made those determinations. And so I just follow what God says. That's why His Word is our guide. His Word is our authority. And we do what God says. So I don't determine good or bad. Why not? Because God's already done that. And I trust Him to do what's best for me. He does all things well. Observation number two. I do not serve God because things will be good. Serve God because you love Him. Don't serve God because things will be good. Serve Him because you love Him. Give the Lord His tithe because you love Him. I mean, He made the promise in Malachi that I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. There won't be room enough to receive it. But if He doesn't, I'm still going to give God what's rightfully His. I'm going to go to church because I love Him. I'm going to read the Bible because I love Him. I'm going to witness to others and go soul winning because I love Him. I'm going to be separate from the world because I love Him. I want to help others because I love Him. You know, when Satan accused Job, and he says, yeah, God, Job just serves you because all you've done for him, but you take it all away, he'll curse you to your face. And God gave him the permission to take away what He gave to Job. Remember what Job said? The Lord has given and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I could hear Job singing it. Not really, but he probably would have if he'd have known the song then. Joseph, 3 years in prison. 3 years in prison and betrayed by the brothers and then went through all that in Egypt. And yet when his brothers are finally revealed to him and they're upset, dad dies and they think he's going to get vengeance on them. You know what Joseph said? Hey, fellas, I'm not in the place of God. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. That's the Romans 8:28 of the Old Testament. It's Genesis 50 and verse 20. Life's not all sunshine. Life's not all smiles. Life is not all happiness. Serve God anyhow because you love Him. Number three, how I view the circumstances of life depends on my relationship with God. How I view the circumstances of life depends on my relationship with God. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. See, if I view all things through the glasses of unconditional love for God, I'll be okay. Charles Weigel was a young evangelist, and his wife turned from God with their little baby. He came home one day from teaching classes at a Bible college and had a note from his wife saying, I don't want the Christian life. I don't want living for God. I don't want anything to do with this. And she left him. He tried to get her back. He begged her to come home, and she would not. But he sat down at the piano, and in a few moments, he penned the words and the music to the song, No One Ever Cared For Me Like Jesus. Oh, and how many countless millions of people have been encouraged by that hymn. John Bunyan wrote The Pilgrim's Progress on milk bottle stoppers when he was in prison for preaching the gospel. They'd bring his wife down and his little girl and would tell him, you can go home to your family, you can go home to your wife, your little girl, if you just promise when you get out you won't preach. And he said, you let me out of jail today, I'll preach Christ on the street corner tomorrow. Oh, my friend. And he wrote Pilgrim's Progress. H.G. Spafford lost wife and or lost his four girls when his ship sank, when he was sending them ahead over to England. His wife wrote a telegram back to the United States and simply said, saved alone. And as he was journeying over to meet her in England, he penned the words, it is well with my soul. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. You see, what looks bad isn't always bad. If they hadn't been through what something that we say was bad, we'd have never had No One Ever Cared For Me Like Jesus. We would have never had Pilgrim's Progress. We would have never had It Is Well With My Soul. I don't know about you. I've been saved for many, many decades. And I would say the same thing that these people said in Mark chapter 7. He doeth all things well. My wife, my children, my grandchildren, my church, my health, my home, I'm serving God. But if I lost my wife, if my children rebelled, if I lost my health, I'm still going to serve God. Why? He doeth all things well. Fanny Crosby wrote many of our hymns that we sing in our hymn book. I think it was 7,000 or 8,000 that she ended up writing. She was blinded as just an infant when the doctor made a mistake and put like hot mustard packs or something on her eyes, and it ended up blinding her. And yet, Fanny Crosby said, I'm glad that happened to me. I'd have never written the songs that I did had I had my eyesight. Oh, how blessed we've been by blessed assurance Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Oh, face to face with Christ my Savior, face to face, what will it be? When with rapture I behold him, Jesus Christ who died for me. On and on and on, blessed by thousands of hymns. Why? Oh, that's bad. She got blinded. No, that was good. It was good. And God worked it together for good. Why? He does all things well. Okay, let's remember that, shall we? I don't determine good and bad. I'm going to love God and serve God because I love him. And I'm going to view the circumstances of life through my relationship with God. And I know that he does all things well. That's a great truth. Take it with you today, will you? Let's serve him faithfully on this Friday, November 9, 2025. Well, look forward to seeing some of you in church on Sunday. And the rest of us, we'll come back for the broadcast, Lord willing, on Monday. And I'll talk a little bit about responding to Jesus. All right? And until Monday, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a
bright sunny smile.